Kind of the obvious question, what are your thoughts on the offense thus far?
You know, we're just focusing on trying to improve. I mean, it's so early in the process, and we have a pretty young group out there, and their effort has been great. The attention to detail and what we're trying to get done so far is, you know, I think that's where we would want it to be. And, you know, every day hopefully is a day we can go out there and do some things better. And so far I think we've accomplished that, and we've got a long way to go and a lot of time left and a lot of work to put in. But I think everybody's goal is the same, and that's just to try to go out there and improve every day.
John, how does the loss of Hernandez affect the offense?
You know, there's so many different things that happen each year. I don't know I've ever coached one season where we didn't have to deal with, whether it was injuries or a loss of a player for a year. You know, we lost Brady in 2008, and, you know, that was certainly a challenge that you had to deal with. And every year you have changes, whether it's people leaving the team via free agency, injuries, so many different things you have to handle during the course of the season. It's just our offense has never been the same 2 years in a row, really. The system hopefully is broad enough that we can use the skills that our players have to the best of their ability, and we try to put them in positions to be successful with whomever's out there on the field. And we've had to do it a lot of different ways over the course of time, and, you know, whatever that way is, we're not real sure yet. That will develop over the course of the next month, and I would say that would be continuing, you know, as the season, you know, even progresses. So, you know, we got a lot of young people in our offensive room. It's really an exciting group to coach, and I think we're all looking forward to the next 4 weeks.
But you've never had this much turnover at one position, wide receiver, tight end, you know, all the numbers, 6-7 guys from last year won't be here. How much of a burden is that on you, almost as a teacher, taking up a lot of time with each of these guys?
It's actually, I mean, I think all of us coaches enjoy teaching so much that it's really kind of I don't want to say the word refreshing, but, you know, it's different when you're coaching players that haven't heard it before, you know, and you kind of, you know, you have to tell yourself to start from the beginning and continue to progress slowly, because you can't just assume anything. And we've really tried to do that. I think our staff is doing an excellent job of teaching the foundation of our system. They did a good job in the spring, and we're starting, you know, from square one again in training camp. And I think the players are doing a good job. They're moving as fast as we're asking them to move. And, you know, that's really all we can ask of them at this point. They're giving great effort and putting in a lot of time in the classroom. And like I said, it's a different challenge, but, you know, it's a challenge that I think all of us seem that we've faced at some point, or, you know, in time before.
Josh, so you're exploring a lot of different ways of filling, you know, those balls caught by Wes and Aaron still at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, you know, we've had years where our tight ends, you know, recently have been, you know, really a big part of our pass offense. We've had years where our tight ends weren't, you know, a focal point of the offense. That's why I hope that, you know, the offense has enough versatility and flexibility built within it, you know, so that we can do what we need to do to win with the players that we have. And, you know, and that's really where our focus is at right now.
Josh, Tom is starting to get to an age where veterans start thinking about taking it easy during camp, saving their bodies for the season. Given all the young receivers you guys have, is this camp maybe more important for him now?
I think that's probably a contradiction to the way he looks at training camp. He has such a youthful enthusiasm about himself and the way he goes about, you know, his day in training camp each day, that, you know, he reminds me of when he was younger. You know, every time I see him, every year, it's the same with him. He hasn't lost his passion for the game. He's out there early. He's staying late. He's doing extra. He's really engaged with our group on offense, whether that be the linemen, you know, or the skilled positions. He's extremely coachable, which I think for a player that has achieved certainly a lot of the things he's achieved individually and you know, as a leader of this team, I think that's really a neat thing for me to experience at this point in time in his career, that he still wants to be coached and listens as well as he ever did.
How much of a mentor has he been for Tim? Has Tim just been peppering with questions, aside from learning from you guys? But, you know, I mean, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah, there's a limit to how many questions you're allowed to ask the veteran. I think Tim probably picks everybody's brain. I mean, I think Tim, in a lot of ways, is like a lot of the young, you know, first or second year players we have on offense, which there's quite a few of them. And any time that any of those players can learn from somebody in their room that's done it more years than they have, I think that's an additional tool to try to improve. So I'm sure he has. I'm not sure exactly the volume of questions that he asks per day, but I'm sure Tom probably puts a strict limit on that.
What are you trying to get out of that drill that that Tim has been in, you know, one quarterback where the guy throws it to him and then he's in the 15-yard box?
Yeah, tackling like, drills and those kind of things.
What are you trying to get out of it specifically with the ball carrier there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, anybody really, I think that's always been Bill's thing. Anybody that is a potential runner that can actually do something with the ball in his hands, you know, something good. Besides Tom, the drill would last forever. He would admit that too. We always put that in. I think Matt Castle and Flutie and some of those other guys that have had a chance to coach, I think we did the same types of things with them. And again, certainly we know Tim has a skill set that, you know, some of these other guys don't possess in terms of his ability to run with it or scramble with it, you know, when he has it in his hand. So he's just, you know, practicing his open field running. I know the defensive guys enjoy the challenge of trying to get him to the ground. But, you know, I think it's good for everybody. And again, it's a normal procedure, I think, that we go through in training camps.
Like, some people might look at that and say he's catching passes. I mean, but that's
that's the beginning of the drill for everybody. And I know there's some defensive backs that are part of the return game and what have you. Not they might do the same thing. You got it.
So you're straight away from that helmet cam you have with the quarterbacks.
It gives me a headache. Honestly, it's really we were taking a look at it and just to see if you could, you know, put together some really good teaching tape and teaching film for future players at the position from seeing it from their perspective. There's some kinks that we have to work out in terms of how much it's on and the amount that it moves and gyrates during the course of the time. So it's, we're still working. We're working on it.
Josh, obviously you know Tim very well from Denver, so it's not like you're new with him. What are you hoping to see out of him this training camp? What are you looking for?
Just to go out there and take advantage of the opportunities that he has. He works hard just like, you know, the rest of our group, and he's putting in a lot of time and effort into trying to improve his individual skill set to play the position of quarterback in our offense. And, you know, I think every day is a learning tool for him. We're still in the installation phase, and there's quite a little bit of installation still yet to come. So, you know, until you get through it and have an opportunity to kind of take a deep breath and then go through it again and then play some preseason games and, make some more mistakes and correct those, it's hard to gauge things at this point. But, you know, he's going to do all those things, and, I'm sure he'll listen and take the coaching the way he always has and try to work to get better every day.
Josh obviously Rob and Aaron are very unique athletes. With them not out on the practice field and other guys taking those reps, are you trying to maximize the skill sets of those guys or trying to replicate what you've been able to get out of guys like Hernandez and Gronkowski in those spots?
Yeah, our offense every year, you know, really, there's really no one specific identity to it other than we try to use the players' skills that we have and move them around and get them the ball as many ways as we can to allow them to be effective. And whether that's using two tight end sets, as we have in the past a few years, quite a bit, or multiple receivers, or one tight end, and three, you know, whatever it may be. We're just trying to see what everybody can do at this point. What are our better groupings to do certain things from? We're just starting to get into third down and red zone, and so there's a lot of things still left to go through in terms of evaluating. But I think that, you know, whether that's using some some different personnel groupings that we haven't used as much in the last couple of years that may come into to play, but really we're still in a phase of trying to figure out exactly what's best for the Patriots. And I think whatever we determine that may be, and that's probably going to change quite a bit from week to week, you know, then we'll make those decisions as we go. But right now I think we're still trying to put those guys in spots to see what they can and can't do, not only at the tight end position, but the receivers, the backs, they all can kind of do different things. And once we kind of settle on, you know, the roles that everybody will have and earn, then, you know, I think our offense will take more of an obvious shape as we go on.
Green strikes me as a guy maybe that has that kind of, not Hernandez, but a versatile skill set like him to use maybe different spots.
Yeah, we use all of our backs out of the backfield, not only throw them ball, you know, when they're coming out of the backfield, but, you know, whether it's Bolden, who caught a big throw out of the backfield when he was lined up, you know, outside in Buffalo last year. Ridley caught a few out of the backfield. Woodhead certainly did his share, and then certainly St. Shane had an opportunity there, you know, as the season progressed to do the same things. Anybody that can do anything to help us move the ball down the field, get first downs and score points, we'll let them do it and let them try it, and give them all an opportunity to earn that role. So he's certainly one of them.
Yeah, Ridley had a last kind of a tough workout yesterday, I guess. And I noticed at the end of the practice, she went over there and knelt down next to him and talked to him for a minute. And he did a lot of listening, and it didn't look like – it looked like mostly maybe it was a pep talk thing. But I was wondering if you just maybe give some insight into –
You know, I think, you know, this is training camp, and players are going to have, you know, good days. Players are going to have bad days. Players are going to, you know, have days where they don't feel quite as good physically as another day. And so, you know, to me, it's an early day in training camp, and you certainly want to try to help guys bounce back from anything that may be an adverse situation. So, you know, there was a fumble there down by the goal line, and, you know, he felt bad. I mean, he cares. He cares a lot about doing the right thing and helping us win games and getting better and playing in our offense. So, you know, just a situation where you try to, you know, encourage the guy to, you know, we've got to move forward. Can't sit there and worry about it too long, because if you do that, then something else will happen. So he'll bounce back.